producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. If you just joined us, we had a medical doctor, James Lorenzi, join us from the Cass Regional Medical Center in Garden City, Missouri. And he has talked to the doctors, to the nurses, with people bleeding out of every orifice, being disappeared, out of the books, just gone, being scooped up, and they're freaked out. They've had their medical gear taken away. And they've talked to the medical drug reps who go around to all the hospitals, and they say it's happening at a lot of big medical facilities. So I was trying to say, hey, clearly we hope there's not a lot of Ebola cases, but why are they bringing people in? I know another medical doctor, MD, you know, I've had dinner with repeatedly. I know well, hung out with probably 10 times, who lives in a major city in Texas. Doesn't even want that listed, and has confirmed, told us this last week, and we've been ferreting around trying to confirm it. And so Gucciardi yesterday was on, and he said we should get calls about this if this is the case, or he was talking about it, and Dr. James Lorenzi called in. So I won't make you hold. If you're a nurse, a medical worker, an EMT, a police officer, a medical manager, a DOD, hazmat person, if you have seen this or heard this or can confirm this, we're 95% there. This is going on. He listed the hospital where it's happening. Clearly Ebola. And they're saying it's malaria that doesn't have any of the same symptoms. And people are freaked out. So I need to hear from you out there. Here is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I know most folks that are out there working all the time, like medical doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and clinic people. Imagine being the receptionist at these places or the intake area. Imagine being the police when these Ebola people are running once this stuff starts spreading, having to go. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. And see, everybody that works for the system that went along with it, you're going to be on the receiving end. That's what I keep warning everybody. When a tyranny comes in or judgment comes upon a nation, it's bad. For people that are good, average cops, people, they're nice guys, nice ladies, aren't bad people. Doesn't matter. The system's bad. You're going to be run over by it. You're going to be where the rubber meets the road, and I wouldn't want to be there. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we have senior Border Patrol people telling us, and ICE folks, the same thing. And we have just whistleblower contacts via email with the government email headers coming in with the people ready to go public. And so I got my reporters trying to produce the nightly news and trying to write articles while at the same time trying to go over all this. This is journalism 101. How will Obama and the globalists get away with this one? I'm trying to figure out a way this isn't true or this isn't right, or that there's something else that makes you bleed out of every orifice. But why would they whisk them away and cover it up? I'm trying to ignore the Border Patrol. I'm trying to ignore Senior Agent Zach Taylor. I'm trying to ignore the intel, the common sense, my lying eyes, my gut, everything we've seen, the flight still coming in, people dying, vomiting on the planes, the airport cleanup crews going on strike 3 weeks ago because they know what we know. But everything points towards Ebola. And the media is attacking me for daring to be pointing all this out. I'm sure there'll be a price to pay for telling the truth, but that's our job. I'm not even afraid of the system coming after me. I'm just afraid of what they'll do to the innocents in this country. I mean, somebody's got to stop these people. We'll be back.
This communications network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. We're broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, I'm going to recap and then go to your phone calls. This is probably one of the most important broadcasts I've ever done. A little more than a week ago, a very successful medical doctor that I know that manages a group of hospitals, big ones, in a major city in Texas, told one of my associates that had first introduced me to this gentleman about a year ago that there are people that have Ebola-like symptoms bleeding out of every orifice in hospitals in major Texas cities that are being disappeared. The feds show up. There's no record. They just whisk them away, which the hospitals aren't supposed to do. That's violation of federal and state law. And there's not even a record in the hospital. It's expunged. I then had a chance to talk to this individual about it. And then I reached out to some other medical doctors and people, and they said, yes, That's what's going on. And they even named some of the hospitals. Well, all of them said, don't say what city I'm in and don't say my name or they'll pull my license or worse, but you should be scared. You should get your family ready. Well, Anthony Gucciardi talked about this yesterday when he was on in this hour with David Knight. Well, I've been busy behind the scenes trying to research all this. I mean, this is big news, folks. This is type of stuff that makes you get sick at your stomach. I don't mean that as a double entendre that Ebola gives you a stomachache. I mean, I don't get anxiety when 10 cops, you know, jump out of a van and run up and say they're going to arrest me in New York because I'm covering a demonstration and threaten to beat my brains in. And I've been arrested, you know, repeatedly in New York. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy. You've seen footage of troops jumping out of a vehicle and running up with guns saying, turn your cameras off. And I tell them I'm not going to. I mean, I don't have anxiety. And I've been to the point of basically throwing up from anxiety. That's how real this is, okay? Because it's not just that I'm scared of Ebola and have three children. It gets you real deep when you got little kids and this is going on. Why would the government bring in more flights? Why are they covering things up? It's not just to stop a panic. They want to get it going before the big panic sets in. They've done everything they can to cause the maximum disaster. And then Dr. James Lorenzi, who works at Cass Regional Medical Center, and we called him yesterday, called him today, confirmed, called him there at his offices. He was just on with us. We called and got him. You know, get us Dr. Lorenzi on. They go and get him. That's how we document things. We don't just... We got a federal marshal whistleblower. It's a little different because you can't call up and say, is this your federal marshal? You just have to ferret around and check it and then confirm it and call the numbers on the documents and get threatened by the feds that you have secret documents. And you know, why do you have those? Give those to us right now. I mean, that's you. That you have to vet things as a journalist. We vetted him, and I got a sick feeling when we called the hospital and got him on the line. And he knew we were going to call and do that. A lot of times we have whistleblowers send us their military IDs, you name it. And it's gotten to the point where they have to mail them to us now because they'll intercept them on the internet and then go harass them or worse. This is serious. It's like Matt Drudge said a few years ago, you got to now meet your sources like Deep Throat from the whole Watergate situation with Nixon in parking garages. I actually meet people in parking garages. You know why they do that? Because they don't have GPS into a parking garage. Doesn't shoot through the concrete. In the old days, you just went in the parking garage because it was a place where you couldn't be seen by satellite, where your cars were parked by each other. So I'm living in the middle of a spy movie, and you are too. I mean, this is really going on. This is really happening. And if you're not concerned and freaked out, something's wrong with you. So we're opening the phones up to medical workers, medical doctors, you name it, to talk about what Dr. James Lorenzi told us. And he named the medical centers. He named what's happening and how people are being disappeared by the feds that come in and grab them and wheel them off. And that's exactly what the head of the retiree Border Patrol Union said. We talked to senior Border Patrol and ICE officials, and they said, we've seen this, but Zach Taylor's retired. You can talk to him. He's who we give the intel to, basically. And so we got Zach Taylor on. He said, yeah, no, they got vans. They're grabbing people. That was October 10th. So you understand, this is confirmed, basically. The reason I'm freaked out at this point, it's pretty much confirmed. There's a hope and a prayer that there's something else making people bleed out, but why would the feds be covering it up, okay? That's all I can say. Luis is a dental assistant. Let's talk about Ebola. Yeah, that's folks that would see it. Sue's in Missouri, medical technologist. That's all the equipment. Steve's in Mass, staff nurse at hospital. Sarah's in Texas, friend works for hospital. So we'll go just in order. Sue in Missouri, thanks for calling. Do you have any information for us?
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Alex, and your team. You're doing a great job. I just wish that I could get more people to listen. The thought that they're pulling the protective equipment, not letting people get the protective equipment, my idea about that is okay, what's the bottom line? Usually, what's the bottom line? It's the dollar. Okay, what do they have out there in the wings that they want to give to everybody? Okay, so if they take the protective equipment away from the medical workers, what's their next line of defense?
By the way, he mentions the Hospital Corporation of America, which is the biggest hospital chain, and my dad's even done work with them, and as a medical consultant, and he said they're taking their gear away. So it's, quote, all equal. No, it's so they don't create a panic. Well, that's criminal to take the gear away. I mean, that's like taking cops' guns away. This is insane.
I want the people to say, give me the vaccine. So if the medical workers take the vaccine, then the rest of the people are going to think the vaccine's okay to take. I think they're doing it because they want people, they're going to make the nurses and the doctors take the damn vaccine.
Oh, that's it. Just like with flu.
They're taking their equipment away, so now we know we have no protection when we go to a patient's room, or we have no protection. I work in the laboratory, so we have no protection when we work in the lab. So I think they're taking it away because the next thing the nurses will have to do is what? Give me the vaccine.
Very well said. Thank you, Sue. We'll see if we can get any intel from Steve in Mass, staff nurse at a hospital. Steve, do you have any information on this?
Hi, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. I've been a registered nurse for about 7 years. My wife's also a nurse here in Massachusetts. And if this thing gets here, I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. You know, you have people waiting 12 hours in the emergency room piled on top of each other before they can even see a doctor. You know, that's plenty of time for the Ebola to spread or, you know, jump patients to patients or patients to nurses.
That's what they say is the waiting room is the most dangerous place in America right now.
Yes, and there's, you know, there's maybe 3 negative pressure rooms, maybe in each emergency room. And what the first caller said about the flu shot, what I've encouraged all healthcare workers to do is refuse it. Then they'll make you wear a mask, and, you know, it'll probably be safer than taking the flu vaccine anyway.
Do you have any information on what this doctor said earlier and what the medical doctors I've talked to are saying?
I do know that they have started training in 1 out of the 7 hospitals for Ebola. But it was merely a 15-minute in-service where they put a mask on and some gown. No protective equipment for the eyes. Like someone said the other week, that the N95 isn't the appropriate mask for Ebola, that you need something bigger like the N100. And I encourage all healthcare workers to buy it for themselves and use it at work.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Bobby's a New York City firefighter, and that's in the New York Post and the New York Times. They've been told, do not use the word Ebola over your radios, so that's evidence of the pre-preparation for cover-up. What's your information, Bobby? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Be honest with you, I work in the Bronx. I haven't really heard anything about that. Maybe the dispatches have gotten that information.
Sure.
We get very limited information at the firehouse,
sure,
so to speak. But, I mean, other than that, we haven't heard any information about that.
Sure. Well, we just put the New York Post up on screen. What's your take on all this?
Well, I could tell you at the firehouse level, we barely have hardly any information about Ebola. I mean, they give us these baseline suits, which basically are just for like projectile vomit. Like, very often we do CPR and such. But as far as Ebola goes, no, we're not equipped at all. There's no question we're not equipped.
What do you think of what Dr. James Lorenzi was saying earlier?
Honestly, I missed most of the interview, but I'm sure it's par for the course of what he was saying. I mean,
he was naming the hospital where they had people that looked like they're dying of Ebola being disappeared by the feds, and he talked to other doctors, and they say it's going on in other areas, and I know a major doctor in Texas saying the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're walking into stuff where, like, we don't even know what we're getting involved with. Like, we get a ticket at the firehouse, which is the the call. You know, someone calls 911, and we get a ticket at the firehouse, and we barely even know what we're getting into. They have this system implemented. It's called UCT, Unified Call Taker. It's
sure.
Basic information. We don't even know what we're getting into.
Yeah, I've read that a lot of these centralized Homeland Security code systems now are not allowing real communication because it dumbs down the communication and takes the local control away. Never a good idea in my view. Thank you, Bobby. Be safe up there. Remember the deadly dust and the firefighters, and they said it was safe to breathe when their internal documents said it was deadly. Luis, Jeff, Joe, Sarah, your calls are all coming up straight ahead, and you can all email us at whistleblowers@infowars.com. Stay with us.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
There's a man going around taking names.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes
around. When the man comes around.
All right, we've got a police officer, Corey, who's an EMT police officer in Wisconsin. We've got Sarah, who's got a friend who works at a hospital that told her some info that's very cryptic. We've got Luis, a dental assistant, has info. Jeff in Indiana is a firefighter. I want to get to everybody. We have Harry Dent coming on, but we'll get to you as well. Let's go. Let's move quickly through these calls. Sarah in Texas, tell us your information. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry, I'm nervous. I've never been on the radio before.
No, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a friend who works at a very big hospital in, like, northern Dallas, west. Sorry. I don't really want to give out some information because I'm not supposed to talk about it, but...
Well, listen, if you're not the actual person, it's okay. Just tell us what we need to know. We need to be scared of this Ebola getting out of hand. If you don't actually work there, there's not much they can do. Just tell us what they told you, please.
Basically, this happened maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago in this hospital that somebody came in there with Ebola-like symptoms, but basically what it boiled down to is that they were stated to have malaria. And everything that's been going on that you've been covering about everybody else supposedly having malaria over Ebola is uncanny.
That's what the major Texas city doctor told me. I want to give out the info that I'm sworn to shut up. And then the other fellow who confirmed his identity up in Missouri, that's what they're being told. And the doctors are all, malaria doesn't make you bleed out of your eyeballs in your rear end. Malaria makes you get the chills and shrivel up and lose weight. I mean, this is incredible. So that's what they told you, was that they thought something was going on?
Yes, and they thought that was weird. What everybody else has been saying about the doctors losing their protective gear and stuff. Well, nobody ever talks about the people that have to go in and clean up after these patients, like in the ER, Like.
Sure. I mean, the janitorial service with one Ebola patient in Dallas, they had bloody bandages and stuff, quote, piled to the ceiling. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Joe in Texas, who's a medical worker, listening on KDAV 1590 AM. Go ahead. Welcome to the airwaves.
Yes, I will try to make this as brief as possible. However, I'm not sure if I can. The point I wanted to make, though, is Big Pharmacy cannot do a double-blind study on an Ebola treatment, so they're working in conjunction with the CDC to spread this as wide as possible before true panic instills the country, and then they can actually test their treatments. It's all the dollar signs with the government and Big Pharmacy.
Well, that's for sure that they stand to gain from it, but they must think we're dumb if this gets out of hand and then they let it happen. I mean, they just must think they're above the law and totally invincible. Folks are going to be mad when kids are dead. I'm telling you, I've had enough of this.
Trying to downplay as much as possible so that people will continue with their normal lives and be carriers and spread it so they can actually do a true study on a treatment.
And where are you specifically? I mean, I know the station you're calling from, but where are you?
I am currently in Lubbock, Texas.
And what are the other medical workers you talk to? I mean, do they agree with you, or what's their take?
They are terrified that the CDC is kind of blowing this off in the country. They're taking it seriously in Africa, but they're not protecting our own citizens because they want to do the government's bidding.
They want to bring this country down and make a bunch of money, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I am so sick of it. Well, God bless you. Thank you for the call. Corey in Wisconsin, a police officer. Got about a minute. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I'm just calling to confirm the earlier reports that you had about how we're dispatched to a call where there's possibly Ebola. That they do not want to say Ebola over the air. And they will say for our agency, quote, they have positive answers to additional screening questions, which our dispatchers ask to the patient.
They have positive answers. What do they say exactly again?
Yeah, our dispatcher will ask the person, do you have a fever greater than 100.4 Fahrenheit? Do you have severe headaches, unexplained bleeding? If they answer yes to those questions and they ask if they've been to West Africa, Guinea, Liberia, and if they've had contact with somebody.
You know, we have Harry Dent coming on, but we'll keep him into the next hour. Stay there, sir. Corey, Officer Corey, don't hang up. I want to come back and let you finish up for a minute or so. This is key information confirming what the New York Post reported. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for, and I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The expert are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, normally I would cancel all the guests on a day with something this important happening, but I didn't cancel Harry Dent because he's been making a lot of accurate predictions on the economy and what would start happening to the stock market. He was on with us just a few months ago and predicted that it would start going down. And he predicted some other things that are starting to unfold. So I wanted to get him on. We moved him up 30 minutes or back 30 minutes because obviously I've talked to a major medical doctor who I know personally, who manages a very large hospital and a group of hospitals, who said they're definitely disappearing people that are bleeding out, we believe, with Ebola, and the feds are coming and taking them away. We then interviewed last week confirming this, Agent Zach Taylor, former deputy head of the Border Patrol, now the head of their union, and he said this has been going on for months on the southern border. So very, very suspicious. Then Dr. James Larazzini at Cass Regional Medical Center in Garden City, Missouri, contacted us. We contacted him back, called him, got him on at the hospital, had him on from via his cell phone after that, last hour, saying, naming the medical centers, naming where people are bleeding out, and then they're just disappeared by the feds, nothing is signed out. It's incredible. And they're basically threatening people not to talk about it. We've had police officers call in and confirm it. It's been in the New York Post, you name it, that they're telling firefighters and police, don't use on the dispatch the word Ebola. And then we have a police officer, Corey in Wisconsin, who got cut off by the break. Spend a minute, sir, just recap. You're an EMT / police officer. What you're being told, what they're saying, what the codes are, and what their reasons are for that. Please, sir.
Yeah, Alex, we got a memo about a week ago stating that if we are dispatched to somebody who has a fever, the dispatcher will ask questions specifically if they've been to Africa or West Africa, if they have a fever over 104, things like that. If those questions are answered yes, we will then be dispatched along with the ALS, which is Advanced Life Support Unit, along with the battalion. We have positive answers to additional screening questions, which is code for possible Ebola. At that point, our police department has said that we will not enter the scene, and the fire department itself has told us that they may not even enter the scene as well. As far as what happens after that, I'm not sure, but we do have instructions to call the health department, and I'm sure they would be in contact with the CDC then.
What about the ethical issues of vans pulling up and disappearing people? They should just be honest. And they should be quarantined in military facilities that are designed for this. That's why we paid for them and built them. Why cover up that the disappearances are going on? We've now confirmed this in triplicate with doctors and Border Patrol people by name. This is now confirmed. Because my concern is it sets up the infrastructure to expand this to political people and other things. If you can get government to cover up disappearing medical people for medical issues, then you can do anything, in my view.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. And as far as equipment, equipping us, the police department, we have no equipment. The fire department has no specific equipment that would be effective against Ebola. So.
Well, it's getting out of hand, and there's clearly a cover-up. I just pray it's not as bad as it looks. So what does your gut tell you is going on?
Well, I think it's probably really doing the same as well. I have the chance to interact with illegal immigrants all the time. I work in a small village, and I still encounter them all the time. And I think with the borders being open as they are, this is they don't want it to get out that it probably is more widespread than it is because it can be tied to illegal immigration, just like the virus that the school kids are getting, and that's tied to Latin American countries as well.
Yep, that's it. Total political correctness, and then they get to implode the country and make billions off the vaccines. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the information. Okay, we're going to go to our guest here for 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I will continue with your calls. And we have a reporter joining us from Ottawa, Dan Dix of his organization up there, Press for Truth, is going to be joining us as well at the bottom of the next hour. Briefly, what I'm personally doing to boost my immune system is Survival Shield X2. Nascent iodine that I believe from the research we've done is just as important as colloidal silver and other things. Also, Supermel Vitality, Superfemal Vitality, Lung Cleanse. 70% of the immune system is in the gut. The Oxy Powder, DNA Force does stuff above and beyond vitamin C. And with the BioPQQ and the CoQ10 organic sources of that, it is a nutraceutical of the highest quality. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And I've been saying for 6 months, boost your immune system going into this winter because I lost 3 family members this last year into this year. December, January were hellish times. And I have a lot of family in the medical field. They just say it's unbelievable what the MRSA and stuff's doing. So bottom line, I would try to boost as much as you can, boost your immune system, boost your body's natural defenses. That's what I'm personally doing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you don't just get the highest quality supplements out there. You support the tip of the spear in the information war. So 888-253-3139. And we've got Phil in Florida who's a physician. We'll get to you if you have to go. We can get your number and call you back when Mr. Dent leaves us. We've got Jeff in Indiana, firefighter. Tracy, we've got Ben who's an environmental health worker. We need to hear from you, so stay there if you can. But our guest has got important info on the economy. What would Ebola affect the economy like as well? And we're joined by Harry Dent, author of The Demographic Cliff, and editor of the free newsletter Economy and Markets. He's the founder of Dent Research and was formerly a top analyst at Bain Capital and ran a lot of major operations there. He's had a bunch of best-selling books. His first big bestseller was The Great Boom Ahead, published in 92, which folks thought was crazy. He accurately forecasted the unanticipated boom of the 90s and the continued expansion in 2007. Then he predicted the 2008 collapse. And HarryDent.com is his website. If you go to HarryDent.com/Alex Jones, he did something nice, publishing some of his book that's been unpublished online just for our listeners. HarryDent.com/Alex Jones. He always sends us great graphs and documents to put on screen for TV viewers. So I'd encourage radio listeners to go to Infowars.com/show to actually watch the feed. Or later, you can always go to PrisonPlanet.tv as a subscriber and see the TV version simulcast of this transmission. Sorry to get you on late here today. We have medical doctors confirming to us that they're covering up what they believe to be Ebola and whisking him away. How would, in your view, as an economist and an analyst, how would this affect things if they do cover up Ebola and there's even a moderate epidemic, a few thousand people that get it? Looks to me like that would cause some major shockwaves in the economy.
Well, you know, this recent mini crash, 10% down in the markets, was a combination of the Ebola news and Germany's economic minister standing up to Mario Draghi and at the ECB in Europe and saying, no more QE. You know, this is crazy. So the markets are not going to like this. I think they care more about no more QE in Germany, but if Ebola gets to any significant size, everybody knows this is exponential if it happens, and we've seen epidemics like this before. There was a great one in the early 20s during a downturn. So, you know, at some point it could have a big impact, and particularly if it's not known or covered up, and then suddenly it's found out. So I mean, I'm definitely not an expert on that, but we do see it. We just had a conference in Miami and had a speaker from the Elliott Wave organization that said their studies show that when stock markets peak and go down, as we're seeing, like in the early 30s or the mid 70s or now, you usually do get things like epidemics, and you get things, you know, weird weather like the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. So these things tend to happen together in cycles.
That's right. You said this 6 months ago. You said epidemics and weird weather, and people are like, well, how is that? Explain. It's sun cycles.
Well, that's part of it, too. About every 10 years, our solar radiation peaks and then goes down for 5 to 6 years. And in those down cycles, you're more likely to see any type of thing from worsening weather, less rainfall, less sunshine, possibly epidemics, and all 88, I went back 190 years, 88% of substantial financial crises, crashes, occur, and major recessions occurred in this down solar spot cycle. So this is a very tangible cycle that does have a tangible effect on the economy. We've just seen the most extended sunspot cycle in history, at least back to the 1700s, the last one, and now this cycle points down from 2014 into late 2019, early 2020. So this is saying we're going to have a financial crisis. If we're going to have anything major go wrong in the world, it's going to happen in the next 5 years.
You've got an article up on your site right now, HarryDent.com/Alex Jones. It says Dow 6000, are you prepared? Again, you were on with us about 6 months ago and predicted the stock market would start going down. It has done that. What is your latest analysis?
Well, you know, we're in a topping process here that could go either way. We've been saying, and you probably have this chart, megaphone pattern. Every bull market and bubble we've had bubble after bubble of stocks and commodities and everything, even real estate. But, you know, the first peak was 2000, the tech bubble, and then a big crash, and then a higher high in 2007, and then a bigger crash And now we've got an even higher high, and that's the megaphone pattern. Each bubble takes us to new highs, but each crash afterwards takes us to even lower lows. So we've been predicting for the last year that the Dow would peak around 17,200 to 300. It actually hit 17,350 in September. And then the next crash over a couple of years would take us probably around late 2016, give or take, to around 5,800 to 6,000 on the Dow. That's a 65% crash, and that wouldn't be the bottom, but that would be similar to the worst crash we saw in the 1970s extended bear market when the last generation peaked in spending in 73 and 74. So we're looking for a big crash. My only question is, we told people, look, sell at 17,200 to 300. The upside on this megaphone pattern is very, very limited, and the downside is very strong. You never know if it's going to be bad news about Ebola or Germany or China bubble bursting, all things we've been predicting would happen, and there's many other things. So the downside is much stronger. Now, what we had is two things. We had a key trend that would say, look, if we peaked over 17,000 Dow and then broke below 16,500, that's a sign that the momentum's over. Well, we did that, but then the market turned around with the bulls jumping back in, and now it's gone back up, and we had what's called a confirmation rally just a couple days ago that said, you know, there's a chance we may make a slight new high. So I'd say it's about 50-50 that we made a top in September, or 50% chance that we'll see a top, but only slightly higher. I would estimate Dow 17,500 at the highest. So there's not much upside, and there's a whole lot of downside. This megaphone pattern was the same thing that happened when the last generation peaked between 1965 and 68, and then stimulus to follow. We saw a peak in 65, a crash, a peak in 68, higher, a bigger crash, and then the biggest crash came after the peak in late 72 into late 74 crash. So this megaphone pattern, very powerful. Economists are ignoring it because they're in denial about the bubble. All they do is say, there is no bubble because of this. There is no bubble. Janet Yellen says there's no bubble. Mario Draghi.
But then meanwhile, people like Donald Trump and John Williams of Shadow Stats and so many others are joining you saying, get out. This is going to be really big. But let's look at the megaphone chart for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. And it shows history up until now. The chart that's just computer generated basically shows by 2015 the big drop begins, and then it spikes back up in 2016 for a little bit, but still overall down from the high. And then it really goes down in 2017, back up a little bit into 2019. And then are you saying it bottoms out by 2023?
Yeah, actually, I think early 2020 is my best estimate. The reason, Alex, is we've got demographic cycles, what we're known for, it's just a 46-year lag on the birth index for the peak in spending the average person, a scientifically documentable fact and a projectable trend.
And the elites know that. They look at populations and trends and where they're going to invest next. So let me ask you this then. In the past, though, they didn't have this much market rigging, this much flash trading. They didn't have this high tech of derivatives. They just had old-fashioned counterfeiting and they had old-fashioned fractional reserve banking. With all the new manipulations they've got and automation and new technologies and more scientific mumbo-jumbo in the systems, is there a way that they can flim-flam out of this and break the 6,000-year-old trends?
Well, you know, they already have, Alex. This boom on technologies, the internet peaking back in like 2007-08, demographic trends, as we predicted 20 years ago, the baby boom would peak in by late 2007, and they did. Housing would decline. They did. Autos are going to decline, start to decline next year. They come late on the cycle. We predicted all this stuff, but the government has kept the economy going. Not as good as before, but kept it going. And the stock market's gone to new highs because they're throwing trillions of dollars in the economy, and it's not being lent because everybody overborrowed. Businesses and consumers are already over in debt, over in capacity, too big a home. So the money's just going into speculation, and it's driving the markets up. And companies are buying back their stock and doing all this artificial stuff that you can only do when interest rates are zero short term and when adjusted for inflation, about 2% on average, zero long term. You set interest rates at zero, you're going to get massive speculation.
Exactly. So what do you expect to happen with the QE? Will they dial it back or shut it off completely? And why is Germany the only major group we see complaining about QE Unlimited?
Well, Germany's the only country that's gone through a hyperinflation in the last century, and so they know the ravages of inflation, and they're the only ones objecting. Everybody else is just like, well, cover it over. Give us a free lunch. I mean, that's what everybody's doing. I think, you know, the Fed, I've been saying for the last year, the Fed is tapering, and now they're going back to zero, supposedly, this month. They're tapering right at the wrong time. I don't like QE in the first place. It's artificial. It distorts the markets. It kills free market capitalism and the whole innovation process that needs booms and busts and inflation and deflation and all the things they try to prevent. But they're tapering just as the second wave of demographic decline hits the United States. Homer Simpson peaked in 2007 at age 46. The wealthiest people, the top 20% in our society, they're still highly employed, college educated, benefiting from this bubble because they own most of the financial assets. They're due to peak late this year, right about now, and fall off the spending cliff just like Homer Simpson did. The Fed doesn't understand demographics. They just think, well, the economy's doing better. And so we can now taper off and not look like a bunch of idiots and act like we got to stimulate the economy forever, because that's a sign that it's weak. To have to stimulate it for 6 years just to get 2% growth on average when our normal growth rates are 3 to 4%, it shows how weak the economy is. To have this low inflation with this much money printing shows how strong deflationary trends are.
Oh, I agree, and we've been seeing that. We've been seeing that happen now, some deflationary evidence. I want to get into that when we come back with Harry Dent, harrydent.com/Alex Jones, to find a new free chapter of his best-selling book. And we got your calls coming up, Phil and others.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We know
If you leave me,
we live in a very rigged economy. There were mainstream news articles on Monday I saw admitting that the NSA is being used to give key intel to select global corporations, a lot of them not even U.S., to corner markets. We don't want to live in this rigged system where we pay for this big panopticonic spy grid and then a bunch of inside interests basically fix the economy. There's always been fixes and problems, and that's what turns you into a third world nation. Now they're scapegoating the free market for this crony system they built, where they buy out the public for some chicken feed welfare, and then you know, they have all this corporate welfare, and then they're always out trying to extinguish any real free market corporations or companies or individuals, as if the very idea of free market threatens their rule and hegemony. They want to kill the golden goose. That's my view on it. Harry Dent, best-selling author, researcher, former top analyst, and well, he got us up a lot of their operations with Bain Capital, joins us about 15, 20 minutes the next hour. Then I'm going to go to medical doctors and others calling in with their take on Ebola and the bombshell news we broke in the last hour that there are people that clearly have Ebola in hospitals and the feds are whisking them away. This is just wild. And I've talked personally not just to this medical doctor on record on air, but another one I know in a major city in Texas that said it is going on and is very freaked out. Mr. Dent, getting back into what we're seeing on a depressionary level with all this inflationary garbage paper on top of it, why there's that paradox, and then your take on my view that they're scapegoating capitalism for the rack and ruin that the departure from capitalism is causing.
Well, you know, Alex, free market capitalism always goes to extremes, but it rebalances itself, just like the body. The body gets out of balance. It knows how to rebalance itself, especially if you eat the right foods and feed it right and stuff. The government started this. It started with Greenspan after the 87 crash. He said, oh, my gosh, we can't have a crash like this. So he pushes interest rates down. And then, you know, the S&L crisis again, and then long-term capital management, a big hedge fund failed. They've been pushing down interest rates, short-term and long-term, manipulating the economy. They don't trust the free market capitalist system. And if you don't let it work, you don't get the innovation. The innovation comes from the extremes of boom and bust, inflation and deflation. We need those dynamic opposites. They're trying to turn this darn thing into a machine. It's not a machine. It's an organic process just like our body. So they are killing the golden goose. We just had David Stockman at our major conference. He said the same thing. He calls it the corruption of capitalism in America. So that's what they're doing, and they're blaming the free markets when things go wrong. They've been rigging this since 1987.
With the President's Committee on Open Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, and many other systems, this is a rigged game. My issue with it being rigged is not that it just kills innovation. It allows select groups to capitalize on it at the expense of other real entrepreneurs and risk takers.
No, that's right. There's no question about it. And by the Fed keeping this bubble going, even when it burst in 2008, all they're doing is favoring all those special interests on Wall Street. I mean, I want to see some major financial institutions and investment funds go down because they deserve to. I want to see banks go down. They made horrible loans. In the free market system, the way we learn and grow is where there's consequences when you do something wrong. That's how you learn. And people don't realize, even in human life, not just in our economy, we learn and grow and evolve the most when we learn from our mistakes, not just when we're unsuccessful.
We learn during crises.
Exactly. The greatest innovations, the greatest leaders have always, and I mean always, come through crises like the 1930s and World War II, or like the 1970s inflation era.
Harry Dent is our guest right now. HarryDent.com/Alex Jones to find the free chapter of his book on the China crisis. I want to talk about that. Chapter 10, the China disaster ahead. Huge ticking time bomb, and we'll break down how that affects us here. And then your calls are coming up on the Ebola situation. Stay with us, third hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.